There's a famous tshuva from the Noda B'Yehuda regarding the question of making fasting on Erev Pesach. Apparently, it's never been the practice, never wellly accepted. People just don't fast. Firstborns don't fast. So back in the day, apparently, they try to... today we do a siyum. I guess they didn't think about it. And even Rav Henkin writes that it's almost like you could give tzedakah. If you get to, you can't find the siyum, you could give tzedakah because basically no one hears the siyum. But nevertheless, so there's a Dominic to fast Erev Pesach. So the Noda B'Yehuda in the Prague, apparently, he was upset about the following custom. That, I assume it was close to Pesach, but when someone had a mila, they did it right away on the right day. But a mila shalom bismana, once they pushed it off, they say, let's push it off to Erev Pesach so we'll be able to eat. So he was very against that practice for three reasons. Number one, he says, we have a principle by mila, zrizin makdimin lo mitzvahs, meaning instead of, we have a mitzvah v'yom hashmini, don't wait till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Our minhag is to do it on the same day as early as possible. So to push it off a couple of days, weeks, and months, he said that's ridiculous. And secondly, ulai, perhaps each moment you push it off, you're being mevatel hamitzvah. So maybe it's a bitul hamitzvah every minute you push it off. And thirdly, even if you do a meal shalom b'zmana on Erev Pesach, who says it's enough of a suda that you can eat it, that it could satisfy Tainus HaBachor? And in fact, that's why, you know, that's what, in fact, I got to Shiloh last year, someone was going to a regular mila, so I say, yeah, regular mila, you don't have to hear or see them. So this concept of bitto a mitzvah, that's what the Dvar HaRam writes, that he, in a different context, he's writing, if you have in front of you, a mila bizmana, a mila shalom bizmana, which one do you do? Because we have a principle in the Gemara Tadir, v'sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem, and we have Makudish, v'sheino Makudish, Makudish Kodem. So the Dvar HaRam says, a mila bizmana, fundamentally, you do it on the eighth day, you did the right thing. Al-Zriz and Magdimin, you should do it earlier. But Amila Shalob is mana. Every moment you wait, you're being Mavato a mitzvah. So on Milo Bizmana, you're not being Mavato a mitzvah. It's Zriz and Magdimin. Therefore, he says, once you go ahead and do the Milo Shalob is mana first. We don't paskin that way. The Chazan Israelites, we don't paskin like the Dvar of Ram, but we agree with his Yisod. The Noda B'Yehuda liked his Yisod, or he liked the Noda B'Yehuda's Yisod, that a meal shalom bizmana, you can't just push it off to whenever you want. You got to do it right away. In fact, I think the minhag in Breuers was bedafka, because people were doing this. So it was a low plug. By definition, anytime you have a meal shalom bizmana, you can't do it on Sunday. Even if that was, I guess apparently even if it was the first day, because that's how far they wanted to go ahead to stop this erroneous minhag. So that's what they point out, that the Noda B'Yehuda was against it for three reasons. If Zriza Makdimin on the same day, Kal V'Chomer not to wait, you're about to the mitzvah every second like the Dvar Avraham. And maybe it's not considered a sudas mitzvah enough to be able to eat on Erev Pesach, and we seem to paskin on the mila case, not like the Dvar Avraham, and we try not to, and we try to follow the Noda B'Yehuda, try to find to get us to practice today is to make a siyum. So, if you get a mila bizmana, then that's good also. If the only bris there is a mila shalom bizmana, so then perhaps you have what to rely on. And like Rav Tendler not Rav Tengel, Rav Henkin, if you give tzedakah, therefore that would take the place of the tainus.